A Scout for the Lord is the title of today's message, taken from Numbers chapter 13 and verses 1 to 33. Two thoughts: sent by the Lord, verse 1 to 18, reporting for the Lord, 19 to 33. William MacDonald, he observed insightfully, in this chapter, sending out the spies or the scouts, as we would call them, were ordered by the Lord. In Deuteronomy 1, verses 19 to 20, it was suggested by the people. The text says in Deuteronomy 1, verse 19, "And when we departed from Horeb," Moses recounted, "we went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which we saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said unto you, ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God doth give unto us. Behold, thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, we will send men before us, and they shall search out the land and bring us word again, what by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come." Doubtless, God's instruction was in response to the people's request, even if their attitude was one of unbelief. God would provide or give them an opportunity to exercise their faith. When God saved us, He saved us because the Lord placed faith in our hearts. And when God justifies His people, when we are become a child of God, and we are justified in the sight of God, we enjoy the full pardon of our sins, and we receive acceptance of God and the privilege of fellowship with God and the opportunity to serve Him, and also that God would give us what we said, the inalienable title to eternal life. And that is all by faith. And God would expect us to continue to follow Him by faith, even amidst troubling circumstances, even amidst giants, for ultimately, God is the one that makes the way for us, and not ourselves. And so when we think of going to heaven, right, overcoming the gravity of hell, we said, and being propelled against the gravity of hell because of sin, because of our sin, that we may be propelled all the way to heaven by the good work of Christ in the resurrection of His body, that enables us to to overcome. It is no mean feat, a great work. God Himself has to see to it, and on our part, what God would expect of us is to continue to trust Him, to continue to look to Him. And there is a chorus that we sing. Never fear, He is near. Look to no man, cannot what the world may plan. Only trust in the Lord all the way to build a land. The life of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is a life of faith, following the Lord. And faith in the Lord enables us to obey Him as He guides us to the better way. Right? Like coming for Bible study. A better way. As we all focus on God and His Word, you'll find that God's joy will come to our hearts. And there will be no other thing that would interfere and, you know, cause us to be distracted. And we must not be. And we learn a good lesson from the spies, how we must not be. We must focus on the Lord. We must look to Him. And as we focus on the Lord, as we look to Him, as we continue to serve Him, God will strengthen us and gives us His grace to inherit the land that is promised to us, a land filled with milk and honey for our pleasure. Right? We said, the psalmist says that at the right hand of God is our pleasures forevermore. Indeed, when we follow Him, we walk with Him, and Israel could have just entered the promised land because God has asked them to prepare themselves and they were to enter the land. But our text tells us, right, that they hesitated. They said, let's send the spies to see the land first. So by the permissive will of God, God acceded to their request to survey the land. Why did God allow Israel to survey the land? So that they may, despite their own faithlessness, their own fearfulness, have an opportunity to exercise their faith. God wants us to exercise our faith. We have a responsibility to exercise our faith, to trust Him, to follow Him, and experience the joy of walking with God, of overcoming, the ability to love, the ability to serve, comes from the Lord. And the Lord would want us to have the fullness of all this as we look to Him. And we thank the Lord that there were two scouts or spies, Joshua and Caleb, who were faithful. Moses asked the 12 spies to bring back a complete report concerning the land and its inhabitants. First, they would go to the Negev, which is in the south. And if you go to the promised land, the Negev is near the desert area of the that is near the Dead Sea, and then to the hill country in the central part of the land. The spies searched the land from the wilderness of Zin in the south to Rehob in the north, and our text tells us that they were to look, and there in Hebron it was reported, right, that there were giants in the land. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 10 to 11. It says, the Immims dwelt there in times past, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims, which also were accounted giants as the Anakims, but the Moabites called them Immims. Near Hebron, they came to a valley of vineyards, and they cut down a large cluster of grapes and suspended it on a pole between two men, carried it to the camp of Israel, together with pomegranates and figs. The place was called the Valley of Eshkol, meaning cluster. The majority report of the spies pictured a beautiful land, but with dangerous inhabitants. So the spies doubted the ability of Israel to conquer the inhabitants. Not all of them, but a majority of them. 10 of them. And it is sad to see, and yet the Lord wants us to know that as we follow Him, as we walk with Him, there will be enemies. There will be, in a sense, we said, the evil one seeking to thwart the work that is begun, and our own flesh, right, the fallenness that is within us, seek to disrupt. But here, the Lord gives a good lesson so that we would learn from it, and God be gracious to help us to exercise faith. You see, 10 spies had a wrong perspective. They saw themselves as the inhabitants of Canaan, like grasshoppers, right? Whereas Joshua and Caleb view from God's point of view. They said, well, we are well able to conquer the land. So to the unbelieving spies, the problem of the giants were insurmountable. But to the believing spies, the presence of giants were insignificant. Are there giants in your life? Are there some things that you feel is too difficult for the Lord to accomplish, that we would remain fearful? Well, let us not. Let us trust the Lord. Let us understand that He's able, and that we are willing to cast ourselves, cast our burdens upon Him, and we are willing to wait upon Him in faith, and to do that which the Lord would want us to do. So verse 1 to 18 says, sent by the Lord, sent by the Lord. And verse 1 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan. So if you were to do the cross-reference, Moses would tell us later on in the book of Deuteronomy, the word Deuteronomy means the second giving of the law, right? It is a recap of what has taken place before they entered the promised land. And this was made by Moses, and he recorded for us, as we have said earlier, that there was this request. There was this request. So here God acceded. The Lord said, send the men, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. So they are going to send representatives that were able to represent the people. And so important, isn't it, that leaders must be men of faith. If leaders are fearful men, then this will be the result. Their work were stifled for the next 40 years. And that's sad. And the people were willing to follow this way of unbelief, and they will pay a great price. And the Lord seeks for us to learn a good lesson, that let us follow the Lord and not depend on our own flesh and depend on our own ingenuity, our own cleverness, and then to thwart and to disrupt the work of God. How sad it is. And so here is recorded for us, they would not take God's word, Matthew Henry said, that it was a good land, and that He would without fail put them in possession of it. They could not trust the pillar of cloud and fire to show them the way to it. Right, God had already set up camp, the tabernacle has been built, and the cloud and the pillar will guide them, and God has brought them all the way to the brink of the promised land. How absurd was it for them to send out to spy a land which God himself had spied for them? Will we trust God and his word? Will we obey his commandments that it is good for us, it is for our protection, it is for our welfare, it is for our well-being and eternal good? Let us do so. But thus, we ruin ourselves by giving more credit to the reports and representations of sense than to divine revelation. So it's sad, right? But sometimes we are moved by the flesh. The flesh, we are disturbed, because we are not filled with that with the Spirit of God at that one time, right? And we utter faithless words, and we utter disruptive words that would undermine the cause of God, and that itself gives rise to trouble, more trouble upon themselves. But thus, we ruin ourselves by giving more credit to the reports and representations of sense than to divine revelation. We walk by sight and not by faith. Whereas if we receive the witness of men, without doubt the witness of God is greater. The people making this motion to Moses, perhaps they are not aware of the... He may not be aware of the unbelief that is at the bottom of it when they requested it. In any case, God allowed them. Yet God was no way culpable as an accessory to the sin that followed. For the sending of the spies was so far from being the cause of the sin that if the spies had done their duty and the people theirs, it might have been the confirmation of their faith and of service to them. Right? If they came back and said, "Let's go, it's a good land," because they have exercised faith, good faith, upon what God has already been doing for them all this while. The root of unbelief is sad. The root of unbelief is most, devastating, damning. And here the Lord recorded it so that his people may learn and learn well, reporting for the Lord. So, what will we do in our service for the Lord? Will we serve with faith? Or will we be in a state of unbelief all the time? Let us not be. Let us build ourselves up in the things of God. How can we do so? Well, the Bible tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. If we will not take time to study the Word of God, consistently coming for Bible study, consistently praying, consistently having your quiet time, daily reading the Word of God, no wonder when the test comes, we fail. Because we have not been exercising faith in our daily life. Therefore, when we have to make a decision of faith, we can't, because we have not been exercising thereof. So that's where we see here the result. All right, verse 19 of Numbers 13. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, what cities they be that dwell in, whether in tents or strongholds, and what land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether it be wood therein or not, and be ye of good courage, and bring the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. They ascended by the south and came to Hebron. We said that Hebron was the place where Israel buried their dead. Right? Abraham and the family were buried there. There they saw the children of Anak in verse 23, and they came to the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch with a cluster of grapes, and they bare them upon two staff, and they brought the pomegranates and the figs, and the place was called the brook Eshcol. And here the Lord seeks for us to learn. The word there means cluster. Cluster. They saw the fruit of the land. How fertile that land is. And so the instruction were given to the spies what they are to do. Right? As scouts, what they do is that they would be the front force to go out and survey the enemy territory before the main force would move in. And the information that were given would be critical, because the information that would be given would show where the enemy is positioning themselves. So they sent in the land of Canaan, into the land of Canaan, the nearest way to traverse the country and take account of its present state, verse 17, Matthew Henry says. Two heads of inquiry were given them in charge concerning the land itself, see what it is, and again, verse 18 and verse 19, and see whether it be good or bad, fat or lean. All the parts of the earth do not share alike the blessing of fruitfulness. Some land have richer soil, some land has not. But Moses himself was very satisfied that Canaan was a very good land. And he sent his spies to bring an account for it for the satisfaction of the people. For the satisfaction of the people. Sometimes we need to see, because our faith are still weak. So Jesus said to Thomas, come, feel me. After the resurrection, Thomas said, I won't believe until I see him and I'll feel him. Well, the Lord accommodated Thomas because his faith was weak. So the Lord accommodated the children of Israel. Allow them to go in the land, see. Okay, you want to see. Go and see. All right. The Lord knows our weakness. But here is not simply that, you see. Unbelief is a totally different thing. Refusing to see what God would want them to see. And that's something that we would like to highlight here. Moses sent them off and said to them, be of good courage. Be of good courage. And so they went, verse 25. And they returned from the searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the walls, cities are walled and very great. You remember when they entered the promised land, how did God took down the first city, the city of Jericho? What did they do? Well, God instructed them, right? They were to march around the city once for 6 days, and silently they would march around the city. But on the seventh day, they are to march around seven times, and then they were to make a shout. And when they shout, the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. And before they entered, or after they entered, the Lord of hosts spoke to Joshua. Right? The pre-incarnate Christ came, met Joshua, the commander-in-chief of the conquest, and gave to Joshua the blueprint for the conquest, showed him how to take the land. If we would trust the Lord, the Lord would show us the way to take down every stronghold. Right? We need to ask the Lord. We need to be in prayer, to seek Him. Will we not? Should we not? Why shouldn't we? So we saw the account, a short account of the survey which the people, the spies did, the scouts did of the promised land. They went through it from Zin in the south to Rehob or near Hamath in the north. And we are told in Numbers 34, 3, well, the various endpoints and verse 8 of the land, right? And it is seen here, and the Lord wants us to see how God blessed the faithful ones who came back with a good report. Joshua 14 verse 9 says, "And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land wherein thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast followed wholly the Lord." It was the inheritance that God gave to Caleb. "Now therefore, give me this mountain," he says, "because of the Lord. The Lord spoke in that day, for thou hearest in that day how the Anakims were there, and the cities were great and fenced. If so be that the Lord will be with me, I will be able to drive them out." And said, and Joshua blessed them and gave Caleb the land, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron, for an inheritance. But for the other spies, the Anakims were a very different people to them. The Anakims, although they were the same people who brought the grapes, they brought great big grapes. They saw the proof, Matthew Henry says, of the extraordinary goodness of the country, and probably they have eaten the fruits, the grapes, so nice, so juicy, so fresh, so sweet. Verse 31. "But the man that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature." So the word eateth up, the word there, this is a description of man-eaters, right? That this in a sense, that this man was so big and so powerful, right? And the people, that 10 spies saw the giants, the sons of Anak, and they concluded, verse 33, "in our own sight, as grasshoppers," in our own sight, our own understanding, our own faithless, fearful, appraisal, our own report. How can it be? Why should it be? And if the people were to hear and listen to the faithless men and their faithless report, then indeed, they will not enter the promised land. And it was a sad recount, for the people of Israel, because indeed they did not enter the promised land. They did not enter because for 40 years God would chastise them, punish them to go around the land, for until the generation of men who were unbelieving died in the wilderness. So the report of the 10 spies discouraged the people. How sad it is. And here Matthew Henry commented, he says, "It is a wonder how the people of Israel had patience to stay 40 days for the return of their spies when they were ready to enter the land. With all the assurance of success they could have from the divine power and the constant series of miracles that had hitherto attended them, but they distrusted God's power and promise and were willing to be held in suspense by their own counsels rather than be brought to a certainty by God's covenant." God's covenant, God's promise. Will we remember God's promise, or will we choose here to distrust Him, His power, His promise, His willingness, held in suspense by their own counsels? How much do we stand in our own light by our unbelief? Well, at length the messengers returned, but they agreed not in their report. And so you observe their report, the majority discouraged the people from going forward to Canaan. And justly are the Israelites left to this temptation for putting so much confidence in the judgment of men. The judgment of men. When they had the word of God to trust to. It is a righteous thing with God to give those up to strong delusions who will not receive His truth in the love of it, Matthew Henry says. We choose not to, and God allowed it. They could not deny that the land is fruitful. They had a bunch of grapes in their hands, and yet they mouth out that the adversaries were too great, that God's name will not be glorified. It is a land that eateth up the inhabitants. If it had milk and honey and grapes, yet it wanted other necessary provisions. It's sad. Here, the enemies were elevated, and their conclusion is impracticable. The people were strong, the men of great stature, verse 28, verse 32, stronger than we, verse 31. And here you see that was their conclusion. They were cowards. They were unbelieving, and they had the audacity to thwart and challenge the will of God. May this not be. May the Lord be merciful. The faithful scouts gave a good report by faith. God bless them. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Father, we thank Thee for Thy word. Strengthen us by Thy Holy Spirit to exercise faith day by day in our walk with Thee, and experience Thy presence, Thy power, Thy grace in sustaining and giving us the strength to do thy holy will. O Lord, strengthen thy people as we walk toward our heavenly home. May thou bless this journey, that it will be a journey full of joy and peace, because we have trusted thee. Help us, Lord, for we can do no other. This I pray with thanksgiving, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.